And all the time I dancing, she racket my shin bone with a hoe handle till I learns to step sidewise real quick. And she cuffs my ears till I learns to duck my hat while I stepping and jigging and laughing. Then she say, "That fine black boy, now come sit down and supper." But no sooner I start to eat than she yank her tit from my hungry mouth so's I never get spoiled for wanting my fill. Then my mama smile and say, "All right, little black boy. Now you're just learning to be a nigger. And you maybe get along all right in this world." Oh, sweet Jesus God. I hope little Carrie's child ain't gonna be lost out there tonight.
From salvation and hope for the motherless child to, an attempt to sometimes turn situations around. That was Cannonball Adderley and Black Dialogue. The place of slavery, if you want to call it that, within the celebration and the culture of urban funky music, is maybe also part of the importance of slavery and what music meant to slavery and liberation and self-consciousness, is again talked a little bit about by Frederick Douglass in some of his writing. He spoke of the role that spirituals, for example, had not only as religious songs of slaves, but also as they served practical needs of slave resistance. He wrote, "We were at times remarkably buoyant, singing hymns and making joyous exclamations, almost as triumphant in their tone as if we had reached a land of freedom and safety. A keen observer might have detected in our repeated singing of, 'O Canaan, sweet Canaan, I'm bound for the land of Canaan,' something more than a hope of reaching heaven. We meant to reach the north, and the north was our Canaan. I thought I heard them say, 'There were lions in the way. I don't expect to stay much longer here. Run to Jesus, shun the danger. I don't expect to stay much longer here.'" Was a favorite air and had a double meaning. He continues, Mr. Douglass, that is, "On the lips of some it meant the expectation of a speedy summons to a world of spirits. But on the lips of our company, it simply meant a speedy pilgrimage to a free state and deliverance from all the evils and dangers of slavery."
I am bound for Canaan.
In our repeated singing of, "O Canaan, sweet Canaan, I'm bound for the land of Canaan," something more than a hope of reaching heaven. "We meant to reach the north, and the north was our Canaan. I thought I heard them say, 'There were lions in the way.' I don't expect to stay much longer here. Run to Jesus, shun the danger. I don't expect to stay much longer here." Was a favorite air and had a double meaning. He continues, Mr. Douglass, that is, "On the lips of some it meant the expectation of a speedy summons to a world of spirits. But on the lips of our company, it simply meant a speedy pilgrimage to a free state and deliverance from all the evils and dangers of slavery."
I am bound for Canaan land. Oh, that happy. Receive a blessing. Oh.
Almi.
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 Lord, Almi.
Almi.
My love.
My love one. Don't know
where, 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 where. And the other.
And the other.
Don't know.
Fully what we feel, you see, well, take a person like myself coming out of the state of Mississippi when I was I guess maybe in my lower teens as a student there, I had the experience, came to our town looking for a Negro. Men wearing hunting clothes with guns, the barrel of gasoline, with a huge rope, a whole mob of men looking for one man who had already been wounded by a gunshot from a white man. This kind of thing, you see. Now, this is something that that did memory. You don't forget this kind of thing easily. I was not the person who was being sought, but I was somehow involved, and I think every Negro feels this way. His offense was being born black. It was being done to warn us all that we're to stay in our place, you know, this kind of thing. It's hard to single out anything in particular. It's just life. Well, let's take something recent, and there's scores and scores of things. You travel along. I will probably take my family down to Mississippi tomorrow. Where are you going to stop, you know, for rest? Even in West Tennessee and in Mississippi, you can't even find places for restrooms. You know, you have little kids. I have four little kids. We get hungry along the way. What are you going to do? You got to find a Negro restaurant somewhere. And this isn't always easy to find. And it's just a matter of living. Just almost anything you try to do. Almost anything you try to do, the thing stares you in the face. And somewhere along the line, something has to be done.
I don't think the good Lord intended it that way when he made us.
No, I think this is a result of the freedom which God gives us. Man's withholding of freedom from others of us is a result of the freedom which God gave him. It's a result of the freedom which God gave him. It's a result of the freedom which God gave him.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Consequences of Slavery and Divide of Color. Three songs in there. And started with the sound of 1946, the Blue Jay Singers, gospel singers from the South. And I'm on my way to Canaan Land. Heard from Frederick Douglass a little earlier discussing the importance and double meanings of some of these songs, and particularly the way that's been carried on in much of the music, blues, jazz, and funk, double meanings. Staple Singers in there, again, a different kind of double meaning, as it were, because they had a hit with this song. They took out the intro for that song when they brought it to commercial airwaves to depoliticize and deactualize that song. Staple Singers, the family gospel troupe, and Why Am I Treated So Bad? CKUT 90.3 FM, and then from a record testimonial of the civil rights movement in the United States. After slavery, and there was supposed to be some reparations in recognition of the misery and wrong done to this black population in the confederations and the states. And they were, if you were a male household leader, were supposed to receive 40 acres of land and a mule. I think part of the problem is that not many people did, and this reparation was never done seriously. Which is probably why it inspired this very unknown Detroit group to write this song and reclaim their 40 acres and a mule. This is the Sound Experience.
Oh, something has to be done.
I don't think the good Lord intended it that way when he made it.
No, I think this is a result of the freedom which God gives us. Man's withholding of freedom from others of us is a result of the freedom which God gave him.
We declare our reign on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the right of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
In the matter concerning the people formerly known as Negroes versus the government of the United States and any other Americans that benefited from the enslavement and subsequent criminal treatment of said human beings.
Come on and bring on the reparations. Come on and bring on the reparations. Oh, master of the perfect word, technological fault tongue, riddle me this. If the Chinese can come from China and the French can come from France, well, what made you think you could get niggas out of Africa in the first place? Just because you put puppies in the oven, that don't make them biscuits. Reparations on GP. Come on and bring on the reparations. 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 For all the unrequited home runs, brothers be burning up the bases, the crowd be going mad, brothers be crossing over home plate, go outside and can't get a cab. For Little Richard, teaching the Beatles how to scream like Aunt Jemima without her pancakes. And all the other dark and unknown riders, electrified, the Republic sanctified, shaking that Cold War out the booty body politics. Come on and bring on the reparations. 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 For the beat and beatnik, white Negroes and such, getting off up under that great music in them little ass five spots. For the jazz in the jazz age, making your women wiggle and squirm, and you trying to twist and do the worm. Your abstract expressionism drizzle dripping, you might say, if I was you, I would go on the road and howl too. Jimmy Dean and Elvis, they can go to wherever they went. And Marilyn, too, said she got caught in a trick and got bent out of that cute little shape she had going.
Come on and bring on the reparations.
Come on and bring on the reparations.
If the laws of retribution apply to all other men, and this restitution granted, and the soldiers free from the pen, now we're back into the corner.
Come on and bring on the reparations. For the Birmingham Gospels, four little girls come Sunday. For the Jesus remix and those redneck speech, fire hose, mad dog crucifix. And what exactly did you say you was doing at the time? As I saw shoe on the Rock of Ages. For the privilege in your skin, a wounded knee, a trail of tears for the Indian in us. All of the hip and all the swing. All of the hip and all the cool.
Reparation.
All of the hip and all the swing.
Reparation.
All of the deep and all the cool.
We want.
All of the hip and all the swing.
We want.
All of the deep and all the cool.
Reparation.
For the spook with the metal detector sitting by your door. Open just enough, probably a moon full of cocaine on the table. Monica on her knees doing secret service. You humming mum under wraps. And what about all the flags we so proudly hail? Marvin Gaye singing, oh, say, can you see? Wearing shades like mirrors so you can reflect yourself at the All-Star game, relaxing, feeling good. The dog looker doing his looking like he was blind, barely
witness to the whiteness of whiteness, pretending you was the only one who could see. Tis, after all, about thee, just like you like it. Mercy, mercy, mercy me, etc., and so on, and so forth, for the missing royalty checks, and so forth, for VD and Tuskegee called syphilis, and so forth. Think of it as a down payment on the interest compounded. Them 40 acres notwithstanding, that mule notwithstanding, multiplied, magnified, quantized, digitized. What to say about forgiveness, between you, and your God? Come on and bring on the
bread.
Come on and bring on the
bread.
Come on and bring on the
bread. Reparation.
Taxation without
reparation. Reparation.
I read somewhere that the term reparations, this term healing, as in making amends for an injury done, in a word, reparations, operating on the same principle that allows Native Americans to get compensated for stolen land, too little, too late, for Japanese Americans to be compensated for incarceration during World War II, or for Jews most recently to be compensated for stolen wealth and forced labor. They all deserve to be compensated. So do African Americans, period. Heal the wounds of slavery? I have my doubts, but reparations would be a good faith move. The words of Sekou Sundiata, second selection featured at the end of this set from the album Long Story Short, and the subject is reparations. Something that has reared its head in the United States and elsewhere, and particularly crystallized as a divisive issue in the world in September during the World Conference on Racism in South Africa, which was overshadowed by the events of September 11th. But they would have been overshadowed anyways had September 11th not had it. The European powers, and particularly led by the United States, will make no international recognition that would give legal basis for economic reparations for those who suffered 400 years of slavery. CKUT 90.3 FM, my name is Khalid. We started the set with music from The Sound Experience and their song 40 Acres and a Mule, and less than 100, maybe 70 years after the emancipation of black slaves in the United States, still wanting to know where their acre and 40 acres and their mule may be, and the words of Malcolm X in there as well. Freedom. It's about 3:28 on the PM side of things. One of the things that I had hoped to do, there's so much music, and you could talk about so many things when dealing with the history of this music and the consequences, effect, and legacy of slavery. A lot of things to talk about. One of the things I wanted to do was reflect on the passing world in the present time. There seems to be some pretty incredible things. Our protestations about slavery are based upon basic concepts now accepted that there's a basic human dignity. And all of a sudden, in the real world, we're seeing in Guantanamo Bay and elsewhere, our own Minister of Defense, in fact, saying that the Geneva Convention, only created in 1949, by, mind you, that the Geneva Convention, which kind of lays down the basic rules about how you treat people in situations of war, and is out of date. So anyways, it's been kind of freaking me out, and I wondered if there wouldn't be a deep irony in Guantanamo Bay having been a transit point for slaves starting way back in the early 1500s. And lo and behold, in fact, Guantanamo Bay was one of the places that the Spaniards and transited slaves. And now we've got some deserving or undeserving gentlemen stuck in cages in fetish gear with their rights, and a serious debate in North America being being waged as to whether or not they have rights. So that's a long-winded way of saying that I did want to end the program with a little bit more reflection in the words of Noam Chomsky, a little bit, looking about the concepts of how we treat people. And maybe we haven't learned so much, because it's also one of the deep lessons of listening to music about slavery made in the black tradition, that it's a mistake we would like not to repeat. And maybe in some strange way, we are. CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Khalid, the Confused One, at the controls of the mothership we call Funky Revolutions. And this, of course, is the People's Power Station in Mount Real. Time for a couple of messages for you, and we'll be back in a moment.
Black Mystery, Uncover the Culture, illest hip-hop show and club jam, featuring Motion from T-Dot, Tara Chase returning home, Naila back from Brazil, and Black Pearl, with DJs Red Dread, Mystical Flex, and Blaster, your hosts, Manchild and Ziploc. Black Mystery, at Club Zone, 1186 Crescent Street, Saturday, February 23rd. Doors open at 9, show starts at 11. Admission, $10 at the door. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I read somewhere that the term reparations, this term healing, as in making amends for an injury done, in a word, reparations, operating on the same principle that allows Native Americans to get compensated for stolen land too little, too late, for Japanese Americans to be compensated for incarceration during World War II, or for Jews most recently to be compensated for stolen wealth and forced labor. They all deserve to be compensated. So do African Americans, period. Heal the wounds of slavery? I have my doubts, but reparations would be a good faith move. The words of Sekou Sundiata, second selection, featured at the end of this set from the album Long Story Short, and the subject is reparations. Something that has reared its head in the United States and elsewhere, and particularly crystallized as a divisive issue in the world in September during the World Conference on Racism in South Africa, which was overshadowed by the events of September 11th. But they would have been overshadowed anyways had September 11th not had it. The European powers, and particularly led by the United States, will make no international recognition that would give legal basis for economic reparations for those who suffered 400 years of slavery. CKUT 90.3 FM, my name is Khalid. We started the set with music from The Sound Experience and their song 40 Acres and a Mule, and less than 100, maybe 70 years after the emancipation of black slaves in the United States, still wanting to know where their 40 acres and their mule may be, and the words of Malcolm X in there as well. Freedom. It's about 3:28 on the PM side of things. One of the things that I had hoped to do, there's so much music, and you could talk about so many things when dealing with the history of this music and the consequences, effect, and legacy of slavery. A lot of things to talk about. One of the things I wanted to do was reflect on the passing world and the present time. There seems to be some pretty incredible things. Our protestations about slavery are based upon basic concepts now accepted, that there's a basic human dignity. And all of a sudden, in the real world, we're seeing in Guantanamo Bay and elsewhere, our own Minister of Defense, in fact, saying that the Geneva Convention, only created in 1949, by, mind you, that the Geneva Convention, which kind of lays down the basic rules about how you treat people in situations of war, and is out of date. So anyways, it's been kind of freaking me out, and I wondered if there wouldn't be a deep irony in Guantanamo Bay having been a transit point for slaves starting way back in the early 1500s. And, lo and behold, in fact, Guantanamo Bay was one of the places that the Spaniards and transited slaves. And now we've got some deserving or undeserving gentlemen stuck in cages in fetish gear with their rights, and a serious debate in North America being waged as to whether or not they have rights. So that's a long-winded way of saying that I did want to end the program with a little bit more reflection in the words of Noam Chomsky, a little bit looking about the concepts of how we treat people. And maybe we haven't learned so much, because it's also one of the deep lessons of listening to music about slavery made in the black tradition, is that it's a mistake we would like not to repeat. And maybe in some strange way, we are. CKUT 90.3 FM, my name is Khalid the Confused. By listeners like you. Many calls from you today. Thank you very much for your feedback and feel back. Hopefully the mothership's flight for this last hour and a half or so has been an enjoyable ride for you. Like I said, if I was on the air for the next 4 or 5 hours, I could take this in many directions, considering work and the place of work and labor before slavery and after, to look at the evolution of songwriting and preaching styles on record, things like that. We could look at spirituals and discover the various trends, branches, and forms of music and how they evolved depending on the audiences and origin, how the sounds of the spirituals went around the world, understood by some and misunderstood by others. We could listen to music that deals specifically with these questions. My God, we could also do a whole show of reggae music that just remembers slavery and inspires us to look elsewhere. And since we're not having that many hours, I thought I'd find one song at least that would remind us to remember. Remember the days of slavery. This is Burning Spear, CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Khalid.
Do you remember the days of slavery?
Some of us
to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Historical exception, even the worst mass murderers viewed the world that way. So take the Nazis. They weren't carrying out terror in occupied Europe. They were protecting the population from the terrorism of the partisans. And like other resistance movements, there was terrorism. Now, the Nazis were carrying out counter-terror. Furthermore, the United States essentially agreed with that. After the war, the U.S. Army did extensive studies of Nazi counter-terror operations in Europe. First, I should say that the U.S. picked them up and began carrying them out itself, often against the same targets, the former resistance. But the military also studied the Nazi methods, published interesting studies, sometimes critical of them because they were inefficiently carried out. With a critical analysis of this right and that right. But those methods, with the advice of Wehrmacht officers who were brought over here, became the manuals of counterinsurgency, of counterterror, of low-intensity conflict, as it's called, and are the manuals and are the procedures that are being used. So it's not just that the Nazis did it, it's that it was regarded as the right thing to do by the leaders of Western civilization, that is us, who then proceeded to do it themselves. Terrorism is not the weapon of the weak. It is the weapon of those who are against us, whoever us happens to be. And if you can find a historical exception to that, I'd be interested in seeing it. That brings us back to the question, what is terrorism? I've been assuming we understand it, but what is it? Well, there happen to be some easy answers to this. There is an official definition. You can find it in the U.S. Code or in U.S. Army manuals. A brief statement of it taken from a U.S. Army manual is fair enough, is that terror is the calculated use of violence or the threat of violence to attain political or religious ideological goals through intimidation, coercion, or instilling fear. That's terrorism. That's a fair enough definition. It's reasonable to accept that. The problem is it can't be accepted, because if you accept that, all the wrong consequences follow. Now, there is a major effort right now at the UN to try to develop a comprehensive treaty on terrorism. When Kofi Annan got the Nobel Prize, you'll notice he was reported as saying we should stop wasting time on this and really get down to it. But there's a problem. If you use the official definition of terrorism in the comprehensive treaty, you're going to get completely the wrong results. So that can't be done. In fact, even worse than that, if you take a look at the definition of low-intensity warfare, which is official U.S. policy, you find that it's a very close paraphrase of what I just read. In fact, low-intensity conflict is just another name for terrorism. That's why all countries, as far as I know, call whatever horrendous acts they're carrying out counterterrorism. We happen to call it counterinsurgency or low-intensity conflict. So that's a serious problem. You can't use the actual definitions. You got to carefully find a definition that doesn't have all the wrong consequences. There are some other problems. Some of them came up in December 1987 at the peak of the first war on terrorism. That's when furor over the plague was peaking. And the United Nations General Assembly passed a very strong resolution against terrorism, condemning the plague in the strongest terms, calling on every state to fight against it in every possible way. It passed unanimously. One country, Honduras, abstained. Two votes against, the usual two, United States and Israel. Why should the United States and Israel vote against a major resolution condemning terrorism in the strongest terms, in fact, pretty much the terms that the Reagan administration was using? Well, there's a reason. There was one paragraph in that long resolution which said that nothing in this resolution infringes on the rights of people struggling against racist and colonialist regimes or foreign military occupation to continue their resistance with the assistance of others, other states, states outside, and their just cause. Well, the United States and Israel can't accept that. The main reason that they couldn't at the time was because of South Africa. South Africa was officially called an ally. Now, there was a terrorist force in South Africa. It was called the African National Congress. They were a terrorist force officially. South Africa, in contrast, was an ally. And we certainly couldn't support actions by a terrorist group struggling against a racist regime. That would be impossible. And, of course, there's another one, namely the Israeli-occupied territories, and now going into its 35th year, supported primarily by the United States, been blocking the diplomatic settlement for 30 years now, still is. And you can't have that. There was another one at the time. Israel was occupying southern Lebanon and was being combated by what the U.S. calls a terrorist force, Hezbollah, which in fact succeeded in driving Israel out of Lebanon. And you can't have allow anyone to struggle against a military occupation when it's one that we support. So therefore, the U.S. and Israel had to vote against the major U.N. resolution on terrorism. And I mentioned before that a U.S. vote against is essentially a veto, which is only half the story. It also vetoes it from history. So none of this was ever reported, and none of it appears in the annals of terrorism. You look at the scholarly work on terrorism and so on, nothing that I've just mentioned appears. The reason is it's got the wrong people holding the guns. You have to carefully hone the definitions and the scholarship and so on so that you come out with the right conclusions. Otherwise, it's not respectable scholarship and honorable journalism. These are some of the... Thank you.
let me lead you away, my people. Things better get clean. I'm somewhere hiding. It's quarter to 12, but it's getting near. Better change your wheezy. Now we're waiting here a while. And the wheat is piling on her back. And I'm sweating. I'm dying. Under this bark is a tax, a tax, a tax. And her children still calling. And our sisters still calling. And we righteous are demanding.
Discussion 3:50 on the PM side of things for this flight with the mothership, Saturday, February 9th, 2002, with myself, Khalid. I hope you've enjoyed the show. The phone was off the hook today, so thank you for your phone call. Positive and negative, as it were. I hope you have enjoyed the program. I'd like to just remind you of the next two programs coming up, the last 2 weeks of February. Next week's theme is called When the Revolution Comes. Of course, a little flip of the script from Gil Scott-Heron, but we'll be looking at black musics, urban musics, funk music in particular, and its affirmation of black political self-identity and self-affirmation of self-consciousness and love of the legacy we all now get to share. CKUT 90.3 FM. For those of you who like the Noam Chomsky, and for those of you who definitely didn't like the Noam Chomsky, peace and love unto you all. We will, that was from a selection discussing the hegemony of the United States. And some people like him, some people don't. I thought it was appropriate, given what's happening in Guantanamo Bay, a place where once slaves were transited, and now subhumans, I guess, are being kept as we try to decide and moralize or excuse what we might be doing to them. Anyways, I say we because Canada has not shown any kind of leadership on these questions. And anyways, so we'll be totally looking at a different thing, affirmation and positivity, rebellion and revolution as a hopeful solution. And then in our last week, the last week of February, we are going to be looking at Africanisms, that is the influence of Africa on funk and the influence of funk on Africa. So hoping that you will join us next week. We've got two selections to end the program with this week. And remember, 2 to 4 p.m., it's Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid, the Mothership Connection, in Mount Real, the People's Power Station. On the theme of When the Revolution Comes, which is our next week's program, I wanted to play a piece by a woman, a poet, and spinstress called Sarah Jones from New York. She's performed in Montreal before. The reason I wanted to play this, not only because it links us to our next theme next week, so you might be enticed to come in and listen next week, next Saturday, is she has a song called Your Revolution, and it's taken and inspired by quite a well-known song, When the Revolution Comes. The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, by Gil Scott-Heron. And this is a song that was creeping its way up the charts in the United States over the last few months, through the summer and in the fall. And a lot of community stations, urban stations, began to put it in their rotation. And however, a morning host in California made the mistake of playing the song Your Revolution by Sarah Jones on a morning show. And the FCC, which is the government regulating body in the United States that oversees communications in general, radio and broadcasting in particular, fined this community station $7,000, and very much nearly wiping it out, and essentially sent a chill throughout urban stations across the United States so that they bumped this song, Your Revolution by Sarah Jones, off of their playlists, and this song can no longer be heard. I wanted to play it because it leads us to next week. It's a very actual song, and it brings up a question that we didn't too much explore in this week's program, the place of women in the music and in slavery and in post-slavery society. And this is directly about it. In fact, it's funny that this song is being banned in the United States and has been deemed by a government body to be obscene and foul, and that is unairplayable, when it's precisely dealing with that and the fact that there's a mass culture of accepted misogyny. Anyways, you listen to it. This is an early version that appeared a few years ago, and it's easily found on the Ninja Tune Zen Cuts CD compilation CD1. This is an early version of the song that she did before her album came out with DJ Vadim. This is Sarah Jones and Your Revolution.
Child hip hop. And this especially goes out to Gil Scott-Heron, friend, living legend, and proto rapper who wrote, "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." Much respect. Your revolution will not happen between these thighs. Your revolution will not happen between these thighs. Your revolution will not happen between these thighs. Will not happen between these thighs. Will not happen between these thighs. The real revolution ain't about booty size, the Versace's you buy, or the Lexus you drive. And though we've lost Biggie Small, your notorious revolution will never allow you to lace no lyrical douche in my bush. Your revolution will not be you killing me softly with Fuji. Your revolution ain't gonna knock me up without no ring and produce little future MCs, because that revolution will not happen between these thighs. Your revolution will not find me in the backseat of a Jeep with LL, hard as hell, you know, doing it and doing it and doing it well, you know, and doing it and doing it and doing it well. Your revolution will not be you smacking it up, flipping it, or rubbing it down, nor will it take you downtown or humping around, because that revolution will not happen between these sides. Your revolution will not have me singing, ain't no nigga like the one I got. Your revolution will not be you sending me for no drip drip VD shot. Your revolution will not involve me filling your nature rise or helping you fetishize, because that revolution will not happen between these thighs. No, not between these thighs. And oh, my Jamaican brother. Your revolution will not make you feel boom-bastic and really fantastic. And have you groping in the dark for that rubber wrapped in plastic? You will not be touching your lips to my triple dip of French vanilla, butter pecan, chocolate deluxe, or having Akinelli's dream. A 6-foot blowjob machine. You want to slut your queen. Think I'ma put it in my mouth just cause you need a few bucks. Please, brother, please. Your revolution will not be me forcing my weave and making believe I'm some caviar eating ghetto mafia clown. Or me giving up my behind just so I can get signed and maybe have somebody else write my rhymes. I'm Sarah Jones, not Foxy Brown. You know, I'm Sarah Jones.
I'm Sarah Jones, not Foxy Brown.
Your revolution makes me wonder, where could we go if we could drop the empty pursuit of props and the ego? We'd revolt back to our roots, use a little common sense on a quest to make love de la soul, no pretense.
All right.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
It is time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. Special guest DJ with the news,
Brian Amplified.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
Teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the masses them to remember Jah. That's all I need when I got way and way and way. CKUT is amazing.
Station. 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the Cultural Radio Station. Radio McGill. Blessed love. The messenger. Take it away.
The FM band is from 88 megahertz up to 108.
We've got this frequency. We're going to call you CKUT.